Yishalmi Megillah Daf Yud Beis, starting from the Mishnah. Ein bein sfarim l'tfilin l'mezuzah. There's no nafkamina, no difference between the writing sfarim, Sifrei Tanakh says the Karbon Eid, the Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, or writing tfilin l'mezuzahs. No nafkamina. All have the same halachas, except shasfarim l'ktav m'chaloshin. The sfarim, Sifrei Tanakh, you can write in any language, and the and can only be written in Lashon HaKodesh, in the language, the script that we have in our Tefillin Mezuzahs, the script Ashuris that we have. Says the Korban Eidah, Chaloshon means B'ksav, Chaloshon Chaluma, any language you want, you could write Torah in such a language. However, Tefillin Mezuzahs can only be done in Ashuris in the Lashon HaKodesh. And the and we'll see the pasuk says, because it says vayu havius and havu should be in that language that the Torah tells us. The Mishnah says it's the Tana of the Mishnah. Mishnah the Tana is a second Tana. Shimon Gamliel disagrees, and he says afsram the yitivu b'shekas el yichvel. But no, even Tanakh you can't write in any language. Only write in Greek. Balashin Yavanis. Now the Gemara doesn't explain what the idea of Greece, why Greek language is different. It also doesn't mean our Greek. It means the Greek that originally, Greek Hayashan, used to be, that was considered a language that was very, Ein l'chol lashon yafeh b'chol b'nei yafeh k'lashon yoni. Said that way, Gemara say, Pnei Moshe quotes the Gemara, that language, the Greek language, the old Greek language, is no language more beautiful than that. So you only, when you say you can write, you can't write any language, but only in Greek. And we pass like Shimon Gamliel. However, says the Pnei Moshe, important, Bizman Hazeh, Kvanish Tapish, Oso Lashon Yoni. We don't use that Greek language anymore. That's ancient Greek. V'chein Kosin's firm, Bizman Hazeh, L'Ksav Kodesh, V'Ashuris, Lashon HaKodesh. So we pass like Shimon Gamliel, to Lashon of the Rambam. And it doesn't mean Greek. It means Greece has to be only in the old ancient Greek, which is the way, which is the most beautiful ksav, says Pnei Moshe, Kodon Lashon the Rambam. However, in a regular Greek language, that's no different than any other language. You can't use it today. Only Lashon HaKodesh can you do in any of them. Doesn't mean you can't translate, but it means you can't write a Sefer Torah or Tanakh in those Lashonos. So the Gemara's in a article and understand a little bit better. Gemara says, "An halacha l'negeya to writing Lashon HaKodesh." The whole world was filled, one language in Varma Chalavim. This was in the time of the before the Migdal Bavel, when everybody spoke one language, and that came to divide the Rachadim. There was one language in all the Greek, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu then caused all the punished them by causing the many different languages. They didn't understand each other. As Rabbi Yochanan explained, what does it mean to Varma Chadim? Kadamah Shemitabim L'Chadim Lashon. He spoke in 70 different languages. V'churna Ema Yadon says Shemitabim L'Chadim Chido Shalaylam. They spoke in the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lashon HaKodesh, only Lashon HaKodesh. I made a second opinion. There was a time that everybody spoke Lashon HaKodesh before. Everybody spoke Lashon HaKodesh, and only later did it change. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, says the Pnei Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke Lashon HaKodesh. And when he gave the Torah, he spoke Lashon HaKodesh. If the whole world spoke only that one language, it was spoken by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara means, the holy language, Lashon HaKodesh. The Lashon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the Lashon. After that, after the Migdal Bavel, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the languages and introduced many other languages. And people stopped speaking Lashon HaKodesh, and they spoke all kinds of different languages. That's the way the Mefarshim explain here. So the Korban Eidah explains Medabim Shem Lashonis, that it said they used to be Sof Akas, they spoke one. And then Mechidu Osa Lashon Shayim Medabim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yomishnis Vatar Yisrael. That was the Lashon. And then later it changed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread out and divided up with different languages. It became a language that the that everybody spoke the Shivim languages, so no longer did they speak the Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, Gemara said this. Gemara said that the question is not whether the 70 languages existed, is created then by Migdal Bavel, or that it existed before, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu then spread it around, that the people that had it, but no one spoke, only spoke Lashon HaKodesh, or there was actually other languages as well. So the Gemara said, no, but it's just that they were only, according to some Mefarshim, there were no other languages but the languages of Lashon HaKodesh. The other words, people don't know that. Others say it was 70 languages. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that everyone just remembered only their own particular language and no longer remembered the other languages. So they only remembered their own, their one language. That's why they couldn't communicate anymore. They couldn't communicate because they forgot all the languages that they originally had known. So the Gemara writer, Shem Gamliel said, only Dafka Greek is more to anything else you can't do. It says that's the Lashon, and we pass on Shem Gamliel. So the Gemara. Tanei Makafra. The Pasuk says in Bereishis. What does it mean? That means they spoke in the language of Yefes, even in the shuls and the Bati Knesseos of shame, where the Jews lived, the children of shame, they still spoke in the language of Greek, Belashon Yefes. That's where they spoke Greece, which was the original language of Yefes. That even Ba'ole Shame, that's when they spoke that particular. Says the Kabbalah to explain. They spoke there, that Greek language, even in the Bati Midrashos of Klaiso, of Shame, they spoke that particular language. Says the Gemara. Gemara tries to understand what were the different languages, the Gemara says. What were the different nations? Sons of Yosef, there were seven different languages. Gomer Gemaya. This is Gomer is Gemaya, Gemamia, which is, many Mephoshim explain that Gemamia is the Lashon of Germania, Lashon of Germany, that the different explanations, what it refers to. Some say it means ancient Germany, some say it means even today, part of today's Germany. Some say it doesn't mean that, it means part of Turkey. That was the part that was called Germania, Gomer, in the early Lashonos. And then Moshe Gom, Magog, Gashia, Magog is Gathia, Lashon Gathia, which is again, is by the Black Sea. It's the Lashon where Lashon Goyu Magog comes from. That same idea where we find this Lashon of Magog, some say this refers to China, Magog, says the Kabbalah to explain the Lashonos. If you find that the Lashon Goymer, Yoshmer, it's Gamamia. All these explained in their language, where the place where they came from, this was called, there were different names that were given at that time. This was, Magog, Madai Bishmua. Madai is called like media, it's called Lashon Madai, which Karaneda explains is the Lashon of Gishmua, Mashmua, Yoshim, this Madai. They lived in Meretz Madai. That was clearly what it means. That's what's called today. Yovan Avasu. Yovan is Asfus. Is the an ancient city? Gemara says Tuva Vadya. Tuvia is Vashnia, an area also that Mefarshim says near a place near Turkey. Gemara says that Meshabusia, Lashon Musia, which is in an area near Syria. Gemara says that was called. Now, others say that it means a difference, referring to a different area, a place where they are more near, closer to Russia. It says Musia, Lashon Masia, says the Plain Moshe. Masia, Lashon Muskava, Lamaska. Tiras, what's Tiras? Tiras is Machlekes of Shimon Paras. Some say it's Paras, some say it's Tarka. It means, some say it means Persia, ancient Persia, and some say it means Tarka, which is a Greek language, where it means part of where Greece lies today. Other pesukim, trying to determine where these things are. What are these pesukim? These are Asia, Hadyad, Gamakia. These are named at different parts of the world. Again, Midine Ashkenaz, they say that this is where some say this is Germany. Gamakia, Plain Moshe says it's Germany. Others say it's not Germany, it means closer to Asia, area in Asia, closer to Turkey, that's what it's called. Mara says, next one, Yavanisha Tashir Kita Medadonim. What is that? Mara says, Alas Tarsis Avya Taganya. These are Alas Tarsis Avya Taganya. These are four different cities. Again, where are these? There's also in the area, Turkey area. Some say it needs in between Greece and Turkey, and that's the area off the Mediterranean, is the name of where these cities are. Mara says, what about the children of Canaan? Esahavardi, Rudus, Besansumori, Hamots, what is that referring to? What are these referring to? These are a list of, they mentioned the names of the children of Ham. Where did they come from? Unless these are nations, different nations that were listed in different places. Where it says Hamats is referring to Hamats. And where it says that refers to a place in Syria, there's Hamati. Hamati refers to Hamas, refers to an area near Mount Hermon, an area where, referred to an area in the south near Syria, the border, Syrian border. Would be that called Hamas. Gemara says, where we say the last place in the Torah, Ad Losha. It says Ad Losha, Eliyasa Aimer, Ad Kalora. A little place called Kalora, which again is a place where they used to be near the Dead Sea. Kalora, which is mentioned in Chazal, in other sources, in other reasons, in other places, that it's called, had this name that was referred to the Kalaria is called the Mefarshim. Explain is something near the where the Dead Sea is. Says the Gemara. All these places will be. And this is about Yefes, even though they shame. So what does that mean? When you learn out the meaning of the Targum, the Torah at times it translates itself with Targum. In Aramaic, that's the Lashon of the Torah it translates itself in. The Lashon, original Targumim is Lashon Aramaic. Yaft. And look at it, it's a Lashon that's being used to translate the Torah. Targum is a very holy language, says the Korban Eidah, Plug al Yosh Mar Kafra, El Yafas Kamakam Mikan Shemina Dibber Torah Kalashin Targum. Torah speaks in Lashon. There's certain words in Torah that are translated in Targum. That's the way the Torah was mentioned. It was created in such a way that not a translation, but actually that's what the Torah spoke, the Lashon Targum. Mar says, other languages. There are four languages that it's good for people to use. Elu, Hey, Naz, Lema, Greek. For the Zemer, for singing, Roman the Karav, Roman to bring people, to Makari people, to use Roman, Circe, Syriac, to use for Aliyah, for crying, even the Dibor, Hebrew for speech, and Lashon Ashuri is for writing. These are different things that a person used, the Roman languages, and Maharshim explaining what this means, that the Laila, Lakina, when you're Lashon Arami, when you're using it, Rami, Lashon Ramayim, is a karav lavavashu. We want to go speak. The words are soft. It's both soft spoken. Makarav somebody. You sing with the wailing and every lashon. It's a easy lashon to speak. So you speak lashon hakodesh ivrit. Shuri, Gemara says that's called the ivri lidabri. Ivri is easy to speak. But l'ksav, l'ksav meusher. That's for neusher. That's a cool lashon. It's a nice language. Nice way to write. It's a legible. Beautiful way the letters look, and that's what's called Ashur, and therefore we write Ksav Noam Ushur. It's the nicest way to write that it should be written in such a way, Ksav Ashur. Ksav Ashur. As Marissa explains, that's the nicest, most beautiful way to write. So, Gemara, that we say, the luck would be. That the Gemara said, right in Ivrit, we write in Lashon HaKadosh, Lashon Ashuri. Gemara tries to explain why. Ashur, Yishlo, Ksav, Yishlo, Nishon. That's the nation of Ashur had a Ksav, their beautiful Ksav, their Ashuri, but they didn't have a good language. Hebrew nation, Lashon HaKadosh, had a good language, but didn't have a good Ksav. Therefore, the Jewish people combined together and made for them both adopted both the Lashon Ivri to speak and to writing the Ksav Ashuri. So again, the idea is that the Lashon of the writing was difficult. It was written. It was said that written was very hard to write the Lashon Ivri. That it was Hebrew to was difficult. So therefore, they wrote is easier in Ksav to write. Bashuri was given to them to write. It was easier to decipher than the Lashon HaKodesh, and that's why it was written in such a way. It was written in such a way that the says the Korban Eidah to explain that Bakulahem Yisol Min Hashemayim, because we made it Min Hashemayim, that there should be Meusha Mufobes. It should be nicer to write. Ashul is the nicest way to write, the nicest language. It was Min Hashemayim made that they accepted that. They chose the Lashon HaKadosh to speak, Hashem's language, but the Lashon Ashuri, which is the most pleasant way to be able to read it, to make it legible, to write. Lomit Kosh Ashuri, Shul Min Hashemayim, it's the nicest way to write. It's more pleasant. It came up with Kaisor from Ashur, from Assyria. That's where this language came from. That's where the script came from. And so that's why it's called Ashur is. It comes from Lashon Ashur. Says the Gemara. I said that the back of Lashon Ashur, we discuss another local Gabi Ashur. Tanami Leonard Brysa. Rabbi Yosayim, so I see there by Yadu. As it was worthy, the Torah should be given to him just like he gave to Moshe. But since Moshe came first, Moshe was the one who got it. But if Moshe wasn't Zeka to give it over, then Ezra would have been great enough to be able to be Zeka to give the Torah, to accept the Torah for Klai. So even though the Torah was not given to Ezra, however, he made it that it should be discussed. The Lashon Ashuri, in the language which he spoke, Aramaic was given to him, Ksav Anishta, and Ksav Aramis, Mutukin Aramis, stayed in the Pasik. Pasuk says that he was given over in such a way, Pasuk in Ezra, that it was given over, the Ksav of Anishtan and Ramas, the change was written in Aramaic and expressed in Aramaic, was really in time of Ezra, whose shita was, they should go ahead and speak and write Lashon Ashuri. Lashon Aramis. So that was his that was his contribution, that because of who he was, that they accepted that this would be probably written in such a way. Right. So it continues, for Loi, Kfal, and Ksavon LeMikra. But yet the kings could not read the writing, they couldn't read it. Now the Pasuk in Daniel says that when they wanted to read, they weren't able to read letters. They are able to read the writing on the wall because people didn't understand it until Daniel had to come and translate. It was written, they were able to write on the wall. They wrote that what's going to happen on the wall, that the Korban Bayis is going to happen. That was called the Lashon HaShuri. So they didn't know how to read it. Malamet Shabbat Yonatzev. That was the day she was given, and that was the day they explained it to even to the people who came, that the Yidden who didn't know what it was, explained to them what the language, what the words were, because they themselves at that point didn't know how to read Lashon HaShuri. It wasn't a spashi yet, and save for Daniel, Api Ruch HaKodesh, he read it, and that's what it was translated. So the Gemara is talking about Baratz Nitna Torah. Torah was originally given to Jewish people with broken letters in Lashon Ivri. Baratz, Gemara said that it was given, and then Gemara says it was given in such a way, with Lashon Avri Ivri. It didn't lack the Tiratz, but look at Lashon of the Kavaneda, Lashon Tiratz, it was not clear, it was not inspired, it wasn't Hebrew, but it wasn't clear to me, it wasn't given Lashon Ishri, Lashon Ashuri. Hatzikar Yossi, that's going to Rav Nassim Tzvi, the Torah itself, Ezra gave it, was written in Ashuri, so until that time, Torah was not written by Ashuri, but was written in a script in Hebrew that was not legible, the letters were not legible for people to be able to read. They didn't know what it was, they didn't know how to read it. Says the Kabbalah, they didn't know how to read that until later on. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, "My Yahim Asher Netanot Shuri was given with Asheri. Who never cut to Nepek Lazar, but when they sinned, the Torah script was changed for them into broken letters. It's written the Ivri was Zakli Swam, and they came back Mizrei. In time of Ezra was Zeicha, and Ezra they went back to go ahead. Be Asheri was the Ksevi Yom Amagid Mishnah Ashev Lekal. That's why I return to you. Hashem promised to return the original script of Asheri, and that's what we turned. In other words, originally it was given that way, then it changed. Because of their sins, it was changed. They wouldn't have access to it. It wasn't legible. It was written in Hebrew that people weren't aware of. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of Ezra, the curse of Ezra, and what he accomplished, it was returned back, or Sishtanis, it returned back to the original Lashon HaShuri, that the Torah itself was given it. When I said, according to Bachit, the look is that it's changed. When it says, Torah says, right to say for Torah. What does it mean? Right? It means right, that which is subject to change. Since the Torah itself is a halakha change, in other words, there are things that you change, the halakha is you can make a change. That the must say, I can make a change, it doesn't say, it says just the thing, and if you get that, you have to go to hurry, you have to change, you can't change. The must say, no, that would be so allowed to do that, I would be allowed to go ahead and return it. And it's still considered, it's subject to change. And if it was made, this is the language now, and it's mekuyam until they can put it on, nobody else, that would be the would change this to formula. Come on, so turn around, my time was the reason. I took give the Torah's Belashan Ishri via Mudans. The Torah says that you attach the Murray, which would be via Mudans, via Mother Pillars. What does that mean? It means the books were called Vayim. They're termed like the Lashon Vav. And maybe if they were Lashon Vav, if it has to come out, you don't allow Mudim. The Vavim in the letters of the Torah compared to the pillars of the Mishkan, allow Mudim in their Mishkan, and therefore, just like they never changed, so the Vavim never changed either. So Mimela, that's what it's telling you, that the letters never changed, that they were always the same letters. And changed. They changed the way it was written from Ishuri to Ivri, or Ivri to Ishuri back. But Lamaisa, it was never... It was never the things itself never changed for different letters or different words, only the question ways how to read it or how to write it, but it was the same. That was the raya that he bought. So the Gemara, we have Machlokes, which is Machlokes we have whether Ashuri was the original language in Torah. Remember, they mind you, remember, Baras Nitna, according to one who said Torah was given originally given to with broken letters, it was given that way, and then it was forgotten. Now, you must mean something, then Lahayan compared to Lushan, it was Mase, Kadniyam and Ashuri Nitna, but Torah. When it says written by Ashuri, then Masarak Masa, then it's not given over, it's written by the person who brought it over, Masarak Masa Nisim. Whoever was Zoka to bring it over, give that thing, Zoka told the Nisim, everyone benefits. It wasn't benefiting it just Lamaila, but it was benefiting it to everybody. So the Gemara says, that's halakha, but he said, it's closed. He tried to make sure that it's about to have it open. So the Gemara said, that we say halakha, they're closed. What are we referring to? Aviyam and Tavayu, both of them say, all of them, Torah said, Rishonim, Torah Shem, Le'yom, Adam, Shem, Le'mem, Shalom, Shalom. There was never a hay, nor was there ever a mem, so fish that was ever closed. A samach sasim, but the samach was closed, but the mem and the hay were never. And if it was mesa, how did it appear? Then how could it be if it was closed? Then how would it... How did it stand? Because it was hooking me both sides. How did it just not fall out? It was right. So therefore, you needed that for the stomach. You needed it for the mem because it wasn't fully circle, fully open. Only the stomach required it, that had to be a nace, that it would be standing, because instead of falling out, what's holding it up, it was pinace, it stood. So the Gemara wants to know, Al-Shaila, what's the reason why it can't be written in any language? But Greece says, the Gemara, Tani, Roshim, Gamliel, Aimer, have so material, Shikla, even Roshim, Tomi, the only Yuvanis, Batku, Matsu, they found in the Torah, Yachol, didn't come culturally. So the Torah couldn't be translated in any other language except Yuvanis. There was no way to translate it, and except the Torah has so many different expressions that are not able, you can't find the words in other languages. Only in Greek was there able to find those words that you'd be able to translate. And so therefore it says it can only be translated in Greek, not in any other language. But you can't explain the whole Torah with on any other language. You can have one language some words, other language different words. There's not enough words in any language that could explain the Torah except for Lashon Yevanis. That's what Imar meant. A person once dwelled in a watchman's hut, created an Aramaic translation of the Torah. But Gemara says, but instead, he did it for them out of the Gemara says, out of the Pitaki Yavanis, from the Greek translation. He didn't just take from the Klai Yisrael version, but he took the version that was the Aramaic translation of the Torah, and that came out of Lashon Yavanis, and that's what he used to be able to go ahead and create the language for them. But it was done through that language. The ger translated the whole Torah. They praised him that he translated. You are beautiful beyond men, because the language you used in Greek and in Aramaic was so beautiful, the way you translated the Torah, that it was restored. People didn't know any of the language. It was restored to everybody, the Torah. So Mela, some say this is Unkelis, some say this is not Unkelis, a different opinions. In Mefarshim, this was a different person, or someone else who translated Torah into Greek, not Unkelis. Others say that this is referred to Unkelis. You have this whole sugya in the Babli as well, referring to who this person was, what his accomplishment was, the regular Unkelis, or was it somebody else who translated the Torah into Greek after it was Nistaka, after it was forgotten. The Gemara's halacha is that all the things you can do in any language except mezuzah and tefillin can only be done in Lashon HaShuras. The Gemara says there's actually other differences between mezuzah and tefillin and Sifri Tanakh. What the Gemara says, you write them with two or three columns. Only one die. You only write in one column. You can't write it in two columns. Another nafkamina. Why don't we say there's also a nafkamina mission? Why does the Mishnah mention this halacha? So Gemara says, Gemara said the biggest difference that could have been noted by Shimon Levi says from next family stay arose. A bigger difference, they had written two different pieces of parchment, Tfilin was only written on one parchment. That's the biggest difference of all. So why was this mentioned? Why again? Why is it only mentioned in the case that the Alokas and the Gemara? Why do we mention this as well as a big chilek? Gemara explains the reason why he's not mentioning it, because we could say the case Tumag we writing Tfilin Mezuzah in one column on two pieces of parchment. Of course he can't do it. So Mele, the Mishnah would have told you that you could write on one column. We would have understood that it can only write in one. Obviously the Mishnah is telling us you could write on one column, let's be Rabba. And now look, by Rabba would not be not a great Chiddush. It could be Yotze this as well, writing in one column without having to write a second column, and it would be just like we used there. Yes, it translated, so therefore by you as well, it would be the same halakha would apply. You said it can only be Yotze even one column on two pieces of parchment. Even Sfarmi can't go ahead. You know, I'm writing Sfarmi. In Sfarmi, you have to write it in a larger, extend it out for the people. So how could you take a smaller piece and make a from it and draw it back on Shabbos? It'd be how do you do that? I said, because we teach that Daloka, you can go ahead, you can put it back. I feel something in the Ketuvei. Even if they're written, it should be able to change. If I says the question is, what's Daloka? Why did Mishnah meet the Daloka? Or whether you do or not, that Gemara does not answer. That remains fair as to why the Mishnah Taka left this house. And Daloka said, fill in a mezuzah, that there's something written, unique way it's written, compared to other mitzvahs as well. Stop over here.